We would like to greet everybody. I'm tempted to say good morning, but in some countries where they're listening to us, it's not morning. So I would just like to greet you all in the name of our Lord and welcome you to the service.
Sithanda ukubingelela wonke umuntu ohlanganyele kanye nathi la enkonzweni. Ngiyalingeka ukuthi ngithi sanibonani ekuseni, kodwa ke kwamanye amazwe kuyiqiniso ukuthi akusikhona ekuseni, ngakho ke ngiyanamukela nonke enithamela inkonzo kanye nathi.
This is a blessed day.
Lolu usuku olubusisekile.
It's a blessed day because we can sit and hear the Lord's voice, experience the sweet fellowship of God's Holy Spirit.
Lolu kuwusuku olubusisekile ngoba siyakwazi ukuhlala phansi sithamele iphimbo izwi likaNkulunkulu. Kuwusuku olumtoti lokuhlanganyela ndawonye njengabazalwane.
And I trust that all of us have an open heart, that whatever God has on his heart for us, what he wants to tell us, we are willing to accept.
Futhi ke ngiyethemba ukuthi sonke sinenhliziyo ezavulekileyo ukuba sizwe lokho uNkulunkulu ayimisela ukuba sicobelele ngakho kulolu suku lanamhlanje.
Brethren, let everything be on the altar as you listen to God's service.
Bazalwane, ngiyanxusa ukuba konke akubekwe phezu kwe-altare lapho sisalalele inkonzo izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Do not keep any part of your life or your heart out of God's reach.
Ungakulinge ugudluzele eceleni inhliziyo yakho nanoma ngabe iliphi ilunge lisemzimbeni wakho ukuba uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuba afinyelele kulo.
Don't hide anything from God.
Ungafihli lutho ulifihlela uNkulunkulu.
Allow him to shine with his heavenly light into every corner of your heart.
Muvumele uNkulunkulu ukuba khanyise ngokukhanya kwakhe kwasezulwini emagumbini onke enhliziyo yakho.
And be like a Paul in your attitude for whatever God wants to do with you.
Bese kufana nompostoli uPaul ngendlela yakho ozoyiphatha ngayo, uvumele konke uNkulunkulu afisa ukwenza ngempilo yakho.
Paul was sold out to God.
Umpostoli uPaul wayeyinikele ngokuphelele kuNkulunkulu.
Even if God sent him to Rome where he knew he was going to die, he was willing for that.
Noma ngabe kuthi uNkulunkulu wayemthumela ezweni laseRome lapho ayazikhona ukuthi bazombulala, kodwa wayeyimisela ukuba athathe lokho ahambe nakho akuse lapho uNkulunkulu emthuma khona.
So we're going to pray now.
Sesizokhuleka ke kulesi sikhathi.
And then the choir will be singing for us.
Bese ke ikwaya iyasiculela.
And after that we'll hand over to the servant of the Lord for the message.
Emveni kwalokho bese sinikela ke inkonzo kumntwana kaNkulunkulu ozosibusisa ngini.
I would like to use the opportunity to welcome Dr. Sandiran Pillay here in our midst.
Ngifisa ukuthatha naleli thuba ngamukela uDokotela uSandiran Pillay ophakathi kwethu.
He's been with us quite a few times.
Usebeke kanye nathi ikhashana ezimbalwa.
And it's a joy for us to have him.
Kuyintokozo kakhulu ukuthi sibe naye futhi nanamhlanje.
Let's pray together.
Asithandazeni.
Heavenly Father, we bow before thee.
Baba wethu sezulwini siyakhothama phambi kwakho.
We reminded of that song that says, I need thee every hour.
Siyakhunjuzwa Nkosi lo mhlabelelo othi ngiyakudinga ngamahora onke.
I need thee, oh I need thee.
Impela uNkulunkulu siyakudinga empilweni zethu, impela siyakudinga.
And even during this service, we need you, Heavenly Father.
Ngishonanga lesisikhathi senkonzo baba wethu sezulwini siyakudinga impela.
God Holy Spirit, O Triune God.
Wena uNkulunkulu omthathe munye.
Be with us and speak to us, we pray.
Siyacela ukuthi ube kanye nathi ngomoya wakho ingcwele siyakhuleka.
Have mercy on us and please don't keep quiet.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ube nomusa kithi ungathuli empilweni zethu.
And we pray that you'll bless the message in song. And that you'll bless the rest of the service.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ubusise umyalezo esizowuthola ngomculo ebese ubusisa ngisho nenkonzo.
In the name of our Lord Jesus the Christ.
egameni lenkosi yethu uJesu uKristu.
Amen.
Amen.
Von der Brunnen des lebendigen Wassers umsonst. Satan, sikhonze inkosi siyeke, siyeke Satan, siyeke sikhonze inkosi. Yey, wena Satan, esuka lapha, siyeke Satan, sikhonze inkosi siyeke, siyeke Satan, siyeke sikhonze inkosi. Oh, siyeke, siyeke Satan, siyeke, sikhonze inkosi siyeke, siyeke Satan, siyeke sikhonze inkosi. Oh, siyeke, siyeke Satan, siyeke, sikhonze inkosi siyeke, siyeke Satan, siyeke.
I just like to share something today. As we were singing, it burned on my heart. It's 5 years ago that we laid to rest my husband. And I want to thank God that He carried me. As I said, on that day, that is, it's all been supernatural. The Lord has worked in a supernatural way for me and with His death and everything.
Njengalokhu bese ngeke ngasho ukuthi kusukela ngaleso sikhathi uNkulunkulu usebenze ngendlela esezingeni eliphezulu empilweni yami ngibhekene naso lesi simo sokuba umkhwenyana wamadlule emhlabeni.
But I knew it is God's will, it was His will to take him.
Kodwa ke ngangiqonda kahle kamhlophe ukuthi kwakuyicebo likaNkulunkulu ukuba amthathe.
And God comforted and He gave me joy indescribable regarding that.
Unkulunkulu wangiduduza wangipha intokozo kuso lesi simo ebesinzima.
And I wanted to rededicate myself to him.
Ngakho ke ngifisa ukuba ngizinikele kuye futhi uNkulunkulu ngokupheleleyo.
And I want to say, Lord, I want this day to be a start where you make everything new again.
Kusukusho enkosini ukuthi kwangathi ngenza lo lusuku lube lusha lapho konke kuzoqala khona kabusha sivula ikhaselisha empilweni.
We are many widows amongst us.
Baningike abafelokazi abakhona phakathi kwethu.
God carries us in a wonderful way.
UNkulunkulu uyasithwala ngendlela emangalisayo.
He does it more than a husband would have ever done.
UNkulunkulu kwenza kangcono ngendlela umkhwenyana wami abengeke akwazi ukwenza ngayo.
To me it seems like he's closer to us than he was before.
Kimina kube sengazuthi useduze impela nami ukudlula umkhwenyana wami.
And it is my desire to live for him and to burn for him as never before.
Kuyisifiso sami ukuba ngimphilele uNkulunkulu, ngimshisekele uNkulunkulu ngendlela engakazi bonakala ezweni.
Please pray for us.
Ngiyacela ukuba ke nisikhulekise.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Isikhathi siyahamba.
Time moves on.
Ngicabanga ukuthi sekudlule iminyaka emihlanu njengoba esho Sis Margaret uma sikhumbula umfethu Charles Olsen.
As Tante Margaret said, now we wouldn't think that it was 5 years ago that Uncle Charles passed away.
Kodwa siyafisa njengoba esho ukuthi kwangathi uNkulunkulu engamhola abahole basondele kakhulu kuye.
But as she has said, may the Lord be close to them and may the Lord lead and guide them.
Siyabonga ukugcina uNkulunkulu.
We thank the Lord for his keeping us.
Usigcinile sonke lesi sikhathi.
The Lord has kept us all this time.
Futhi akuyi ngokuhlakanipha kwethu nokuqonda kwethu.
And it is not by our wisdom or our understanding.
Konke kuyintando yakhe.
Everything is God's will. The song says that people are crying all the places.
Yonke indawo kukhona isililo.
Everywhere there is crying.
Kwangathi sonke singaba nenhliziyo efuna uNkulunkulu nangalesi sikhathi.
And mourning. And may each of us have a heart that desires for the Lord at this time.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu engasiza kungabekho umuntu odonsela emuva.
May the Lord help us. May there not be one that is pulling backwards.
Phakathi kwababasha nabadala kwangathi ngebe bekho umuntu odonsela eceleni noma odonsela emuva.
Among the youth, among the adults, may there not be one that pulls to the side or pulls backwards.
Bekumele kube lona lobe nomgomo Nkosi ngifuna ukukhonza.
Each and everyone should have the goal, Lord, I want to serve
you. Bandabasha akukho kumnandi ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ebusheni bakho.
Young people, there is nothing as wonderful as serving the Lord in your youth.
Mhlambe ningicabanga izinto eziningi, omunye ucabanga lokho nomunye isithixo sakhe lesa nalesiyana.
Maybe you think of so many different things, or this is your idol.
Abanye uNkulunkulu wabo imali.
Some it is money.
Abanye uNkulunkulu wabo imoto.
Others their God is cars.
Ukhona abadlolwa uhlobo luthile lwemoto onyakeni balwazi iqala.
There is no car model that you do not know from the beginning of the year.
Inhliziyo yabi kulokho kuleyo nto leyo.
Because your heart is in that.
Kodwa bangaki unyaka uqalile nje onhliziyo zabo ziyavutha. Banokuthi uNkulunkulu utheni kimi namhlanje ngivuka ekseni ukhuluma kwathini uNkulunkulu kuwe.
As the year has started, how many are there that have a desire, a burning heart? They even just think of what has the Lord said to you this morning.
Yini obhizi ngayo, yini lona oyikhathalele, yini lona oyifunayo ukuba yenzeke empilweni yakho.
What are you busy with? What is your yearning for? What do you want to happen in your life?
Inhliziyo yakho ibambeke kukuphi? Ngoba ngeke ukhonze amakhosi amabili, la ibambeke khona awunakumkhonza uNkulunkulu futhi.
Where is your heart attached to? You will not serve two masters. Where is your heart yearning for?
Isikhathi esiphila kusona siyashesha kakhulu.
The time that we live in, things happen very fast.
Nezinto ezenzakalayo ziyashesha ngenye indlela.
And the pace of things that happen happens quickly.
Kodwa kungenzeka ukuthi omunye umuntu angaboni, ungacaci, ungasi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
It can be that there's someone who does not see the light and understand what is happening all corners around you. There's the one that sees things are going as normal, nothing has changed. There are those that see the east as it has always been in the west and north and south the same way. But if you open your eyes just a little, you will see that things have changed. And if you realize and just take a moment to think, you see things happen and you say, but they've never happened so fast and in such a way that you are amazed. But everything that happens, may it draw us close to the Lord Jesus. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity that we can meet together. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have your word. And Lord, we are thankful that we have not been deprived that time that we can be seen carrying a Bible. We know, Lord, that there are many brethren in countries where they cannot serve you freely, they serve you difficultly. And even just to carry a Bible, Lord, they have to do it in secret because their enemies are always after them. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for their churches. But Lord, we pray for your church all over the world. Continue with us, Lord, and may you bless your word to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngicela ukuthi ngezivule izwi lenkosi encwadini yokuqala kaPetro.
Shall we read God's word together out of the first letter to Peter, chapter 2?
Incwadi yokuqala kaPetro, isahluko ngesesibili.
First Peter, chapter 2.
Sizoqala ukufunda evesini lokuqala.
And we'll start reading from the first verse.
Ngakho lahlani ububi bonke, nobuqili bonke, nokuzenzisa nomhawu, nokuhleba konke.
So put away all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander.
Njengezingane ezisanda kuzalwa, langazelelani ubisi olungokomoya, olungenakonakala, ukuze nikhule ngalo kube ngokusindiswa.
Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation.
Uma seninambithile nezwa ukuthi iNkosi imnene.
If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good.
Sondelani kuyo ihitshe eliphilileyo elinqatshwe ngabantu, kepha kuNkulunkulu likhethekile liyigugu.
And as you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious.
Nakhiwe ngamatshe aphilileyo, nibe yindlu yokomoya, ubupristi obungcwele, ninikele ngemihlatshelo yokomoya eyamukelekayo kuNkulunkulu ngaye uJesu Kristu.
You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Ngokuba kukhona embhalweni ukuthi, bheka, ngibeka isiyonitshe legumbi elikhethekile, liyigugu, okholwa yilo akasoze ajabhiswa.
For it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. End reading there.
Lingithintile kakhulu lelizwi enhlizweni yami.
This word touched me deeply in my heart.
Uma ngicabanga nokuthi ubani lo okhuluma lamazwi.
When I consider who it is speaking these words,
uma ngicabanga umpostoli uPetro uvela phi? Khuluma amazwi anjena nje bekade khamba kanjani kuye?
The Apostle Peter speaking words like this, where has he come from?
Kwenzakaleni kuye kulesi sikhathi akhuluma izinto ezinje?
What happened to him at this time that he could speak words like this?
Uyakhumbula yini ukuthi bekhuluma kanjani ngaphambili? Ube ngabaza kangakanani? Ube ngenawo amandla engenasi sibindi.
We remember how he spoke, the doubt he had, where he did not have strength and courage.
Uyakhumbula usulekile nokuthi afinyelele onqamlezweni wayiphika inkosi, inkosi yakhe.
And how he had denied his Lord, how he was even unable to get to Calvary with his Lord, that which the Lord had told him to do. But we are so thankful that the matter did not end there. His matter continued. And it ended up in victory.
Amandla engekho kamoya ongcwele abonakala ngenye indlela manje eqhutshwa umoya ongcwele.
The works without the Holy Spirit. It was amazing to see the works happening being driven by the Holy Spirit.
Isibindi anaso manje ngokukhuluma obala ngenkosi kuyamangalisa kunesikhathi sokuqala.
The courage he had of speaking of his Lord and Savior. It was amazing to see compared to what was before.
Impela khona umahluko kumuntu ohlangene nenkosi. Inkosi isebenza empilweni yakhe akufani naqala.
It is amazing when the Lord works in someone's life. The life that he lives now is not the same as before.
Uma umoya ongcwele esebenza empilweni yomntwana kaNkulunkulu egcwalisiwe ngalo moya ongcwele akusafani naqala.
When the Holy Spirit works in the life of a child of God, the courage in which they continue is not the same as before.
Isibindi esikhona akusona isibindi sokuhlambalaza, asona isibindi sokukhuluma amachilo, kodwa uqondisa izinto zikaNkulunkulu ngokwendlela nangokwentando kaNkulunkulu.
The courage in which they speak is not out of blasphemy or trying to break down, but it is the power of God being shown.
Namhlanje sithola indlela, sithola ukhiye esiwunikezwa lo muntu ohlangene noNkulunkulu ngenye indlela umoya ongcwele esebenza kuyena ngesikhathi sokusebenza kamoya ongcwele phakathi kwabapostoli.
Today we find the key of that person who experienced how when the Holy Spirit worked among the brethren to make them what they were.
Lapha ubuyisela ibandla endaweni okuyona yona esekelweni okuyizona zona.
Here we find that the church gets brought back to the right place and on the right foundations on which it must be built.
Bekumele ukuba sithole ukhiye namhlanje ukuze kuhambe kanje empilweni yami konakele phi.
Today we need to find the key. When I look at my life and things are not where they're supposed to be, where have I lost the way? When I see the Lord at work through those that are filled with the Holy Spirit, I need to ask myself, what is wrong? What has gone wrong? Why does the Holy Spirit not work in the same way in my life? It will not work if we bring everything, all our filth, everything we are busy with, we try and combine it with the Lord. It will not work like that. That is why Peter says, put away all malice. Everything that is wrong and evil. Throw away deceit. You will find there will be brethren that are deceitful. You find brethren that want to get out of a situation through deceit. You find them in sin, and that they do not want to out of the way because of sin. And that is why it is so important that we need to test ourselves. Understand, if things aren't going the way they're supposed to, what has gone wrong? Sin kills and blunts the Holy Spirit. Sin strangles the Holy Spirit to be able to work in a child of God. Peter says that we must put away, cast away these things, these idols that we have in our lives, cast them aside so that we can serve the Lord. There are those that see that God is not at work in my life, but they want to serve God through the idols that they have. Let me make an example that through the Zulu nation. Different nations have their own things. You find that the Lord is not able to work as he wills, because you have combined him with your idol. There are those that so love to see things that you can hold with your hands. They want a God whom they can hold with their hands. You have something that you put up in your room. You put it aside. You have it there because you can serve it. And you try and cover up by saying, well, I pray to the Lord, but you are actually serving your idol.
There
are those who have electricity, but they will rather use different candles, different colors, because you know what each color candle means. If you serve that and then still think that you will serve the Lord, things will not work out in the right way. If we want God's power to work in our lives, and that it is evident there's something that we will need to put away and cast away. Someone once told me that in other countries, other nations, they serve cattle as their God. There are those that serve the sun and make that their God. There
bakwenza uNkulunkulu wabo.
There are those that serve the stars, and that is another deep matter in itself, how they make the stars their gods.
Ingane khona bavuka ekseni bahambe bayobuka bathenga namaphepha bewathengela nje ukuthi o newspaper bewathengela ukubona inkanyezi. Inkanyezi yami thini namhlanje zizongihambela kanjani izinto namhlanje.
There are those that wake up very early and they buy the newspaper because they want to see what does the newspaper say. What does the stars tell me today?
Omunye wenza lezi zinto egameni lokuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu kodwa khona okunye sabambelele kukho.
There are those that do these things in the name of being a child of God, but there are still other gods who they serve.
Umpostoli Petro lapha uthi lahlani zonke lezi zinto lezinengiso nalezithixo izinto ezingamdumisa engamthokozisa uNkulunkulu.
The Apostle Peter tells us to put away all this malice, all these idols, all these gods that we have that do not bring honor to God's name.
Ubuqili ukuzenzisa umhawu zonke lezi zinto nokuhleba konke akuna kumthokozisa uNkulunkulu. Umuntu owenza lezi zinto akana kumthokozisa uNkulunkulu.
Deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander and gossip. Anyone who does these things will not bring glory and will not bring happiness to our God.
Ngakho ke masifuna ukubona uNkulunkulu esebenza ngamandla akhe kithi, kumele kuba silahle lezi zinto.
If we want to see God at work through his power in our lives, we need to put aside these things.
UJesu uthi nginikeze konke, nginikeze inhliziyo yakho yonke noma unganginikezi lutho.
The Lord says, give me everything. Give me your heart.
Angazi ukuthi khamba kanjani kweyakhe impilo.
I don't know what is it like in your life.
Kodwa ke manje usesibuyisela endikimbeni yendaba.
But here we come back to the crux of the matter.
Selahlile lezi zinto engahambisani noNkulunkulu, kumele kuba kwenziwe njani manje.
Having put aside these things that do not bring glory to God's name, what must we do now?
Uyabethulela. Uyabethulela lowo esingaya kuyena singaphathanga zonke lezi zinto esesikhulume ngazo ngaphambili.
He introduces the one whom we should go to once we do not have all these things that were mentioned before.
Siye vesini lesine, sondelani kuyo iyitshe eliphilileyo elinqatshwe ngabantu kepha kuNkulunkulu likhethekile liyigugu.
In verse 4, as you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and special.
Sambulelwa uJesu ukuthi ungubani lona okumele ukuba siye kuyena.
This Jesus whom we should go to, we are introduced to him.
Unamagama amaningi.
He has many names.
Uyindodana kaNkulunkulu.
The Son of God.
Ungummeli.
He is our advocate.
Ungumpriest omkhulu.
The great priest.
Uyidwala.
The cornerstone, the stone.
Uyisekelo sebandla.
He is the foundation of the church.
Uyisibonelo sethu.
Our example.
Ungukuphila kwethu.
Our life.
Ungukukhanya kwethu.
Our light.
Ungumnakekeli wethu.
And he cares for us.
Uyisiphephelo sethu.
And he is our place of refuge.
Uyikho konke.
Everything to us.
Kodwa ke namhlanje ake sigcile kulokhu.
But today may we look at this point.
Itshe eliphilileyo.
A living stone.
Itshe eliphilileyo.
This stone that is alive.
Akukho okungenzeka, akukho okungaqhubeka phambili lingekho lelitshe eliphilileyo.
Nothing can continue, nothing can move forward if this living stone is not there.
Akhona amatshe maningi kodwa awafani.
There are many different stones, but they are not all the same.
Ukhona amanye abonakala makhulu kodwa awanamandla okuma.
There are those that seem so big, but they cannot stand.
Ukhona abonakala ngathi alikhuni kanti awalikhuni aqhekezeka kalula alahlekelwe amandla kalula kodwa kuyitshe nokho.
There are those that seem rock hard, and yet you are able to crush them, but it still looks like a stone.
Kodwa kukhona insengetshe. Kukhona likhuni noma ungalifaka emanzini. Washela bamfundisi ukuthi elinye lihlala iminyaka lisemanzini. Ulikhiphe ulishaye ngesando qhuma intulo kuvela intuli ummangalo ukuthi kanjani lihlele emanzini isikhathi eside kangaka na.
And you have a stone that is so hard and unreceptive. It can lie in a river for years. You take that stone out and you hit it with a hammer and it is just dust and you wonder how can it be dry inside.
Kodwa lapha sikhuluma ngetshe eliqinileyo. Itshe ongeke wakhe lutho lingekho lona.
But there is that stone that is there that you need to be able to build on.
Ukubaluleka kwalelitshe eliqine kangaka eliyifoundation yebandla.
This stone, the importance of it is the foundation of the church.
Lelitshe libalulekile eliyifoundation yokholwa kwami nokholwa kwakho.
This stone, the importance of it, how important it is the foundation of your faith and my faith.
Akukho esingakwakha kulunge ekukholweni kwethu silibeke eceleni lelitshe.
There is nothing that we can build in our walk of faith if this stone is not there.
Akukho okukhulu ongakubona kwenzeka ngokomoya ubeke lelitshe eceleni kwakho ungalisebenzisi.
There is nothing great that you can see happening to you spiritually.
Ukholwa kwethu kokomoya, ukholwa kwethu nokuyinikela kwethu kugxile kusukela la kuzobonakala ngethelo masinyane.
Our faith and the way we live for God, if we have this as our foundation, good fruit will show.
Ngakho ke qaphelisisa ubone ubuke ngakhephi nendawo mina ngakhe ngani futhi.
Take note, where have you built and what have you built with?
Wakhile yini wakhele yini phezu kwalesi sisekelo phezu kwalelitshe eliphilayo.
Have you built on this foundation, on this living stone?
Angikhulumi noma ngaluphi uhlobo lwetshe kodwa ngikhuluma ngalelitshe eliphilayo. Masakhe kulo noma kanjani akukho okuzobhidlika akukho okuzodilika ngoba wakhe usebenzise itshe okuyilona lona.
I do not speak of any stone. I speak of the living stone. Because if you have built on this living stone, nothing that happens can break you down.
UThupetho sondelani kuyo. Hlalani kuyo. Yakhelani kuyo. Uyanqoma. Uyaziqhenya ngalo abizela abantu kuye.
Peter tells us to build on, to draw nigh to do what we do on this stone, because he introduces the one who can bring about everything in your life.
Mhlawumbe uyabona ukukholwa kwakho kuhamba kudilika, akumi, akuqhubekeli phambili, bukusisa. Wakhe kuleli tshe kuyilona lona na.
You look at your life. Your faith does not grow. It does not stand firm. Take note on what stone have you built.
Sithola isithembiso la ukuthi owakhelwe kuleli dwala nokholwa yilo angeke ajabhiswe.
We have been given a promise. He who builds on this stone and who lives on this stone will not be disappointed.
Ngakho mangabe uzokwakhela kuleli dwala angeke uphoxeke. Lithi iBhayibheli, owakhe kuleli dwala angeke abe igwala, angeke abaleke.
If you build on the stone, you will not be put to shame. If you build on the stone, you will not be a coward and run away.
Bangaka sebebalekile obaziyo wena.
How many have been counted that you know? Sorry. How many have run away? How many have forsaken the faith that you know? How many have forsaken their faith because they have not built on this stone?
How
many young people have forsaken their faith because they have not built on the true stone? They have built on other stones.
Manje sibona ukubaluleka kwalelitshe. Lelitshe nguye uJesu Kristu uqobo lwakhe.
We see the importance of this stone. It is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
The
Lord's word tells us that there is no other foundation other than the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you think there is another stone that is better, a better foundation than our Lord Jesus
Christ?
There is no other better foundation other than that of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a living stone. He who believes in Him shall never be disappointed.
Ziningi izinto ezenzakalayo kulomhlaba mhlambe ezenza ukuthi ujabhe.
There are so many things that happen in this world that make you discouraged.
Muningi umonakalo owenzakalayo phansi komthunzi welanga mhlamba okwenza ukuthi namhlanje ungabi lokho bekumele ukuthi ube khona.
There are so many things that happen under the sun that have made you to be that which you are now. That's why I asked in the beginning, have you seen how things have changed? Where are these things that have changed? Where are they leading us? Let us take that which is evident, which happens as we speak.
Awubheke umonakalo weCovid, ukuthi iCovid yenzeni ebandleni.
Look at the destruction of COVID. What has it done to our to the church?
Bona okwenzakele. Okunye okudalwe leCovid kusilahlela amathubo okuhlangana sithandaze.
What has happened through COVID? Opportunities to come together and serve the Lord and have communion together are not there.
Ogunye okusilahlekisele hlala la ukhona ungasondelani nabanye abantu ziphilele la ukhona thandazele la ukhona.
Something which has happened as well. You live in your corner. Don't go to other people. You pray alone in your corner.
Uyabona abantu behlukaniswa nalokho abakuthandayo. Uyabona abantu behlukaniswa nenkolo yabo bemthanda uNkulunkulu bethanda ukuhlangana. Stay away. Hlala lapha ya. Mthanda uhlangana. Hlukanani ibanga. Angisho ukuthi zimbi lezi zinto kodwa asibuke.
Those rules that you must stay apart, you must not go and have fellowship with others. Even though you love to do that, you wanted to do that. Not that I'm saying all those rules are bad, but I'm saying think about it and understand. Look at the lukewarmness that has happened among God's children through COVID. Ask yourself the question, are you on fire for God as you were before? Do you Do you still have opportunities to pray and to search for God with all your heart?
Usenesikhathi sokufunda khona iBhayibheli, unali ithuba lokufunda iBhayibheli, izwi likaNkulunkulu.
Have you got time to take God's word and to read God's word?
Mhlambe uyamangala yini uNkulunkulu angakhulumi nami? Uzokhuluma kanjani wena ungayihlanganisi nalezi zinto ezizodala ukuba kwazi ukukhuluma nawe?
And you are amazed. Why does God not speak to me? And yet you do not do those things that are supposed to bring you closer to the Lord.
Uvelaphi ukufunda iBhayibheli?
You don't read God's word.
Awuhlangayeli nabazalwane ngokuthandaza.
You're lazy, you don't come together and pray with God's children.
Noma sekuvulelekile ukuthi ngahlangana nokuthandazwe abanye basaphwele lobovila. Hayi, ngizolalela emsakazweni inkonzo.
And even though it has been made possible that we can come and sit in God's house and listen to God's word, and you are lazy, you say, no, I'll just listen on the radio.
Hayi, ngizalalela inews manje. Ngizobe ngibona indaba yokuthandaza.
I'm just listening to the news first. I'll see about the matter of prayer.
Abanye bethi hayi, kungcono. Uyabona ama excuses amaningi enzakalayo. Hayi, kungcono ngoba kwi live streaming ungakwazi ukuthi ubuyilandele leyo nkonzo kamuva.
And some say they are always full of excuses. Oh, because of live streaming, I can go later and I can catch up on what I missed.
Hayi bengahlangana bona bathandaze. Hayi mina ngizoyilandela kamuva mhlambe ngo-9 noma ngo-10.
They can come together and pray. I'll follow up later, maybe 9, 10 o'clock.
Funa ukukutshela mzalwane wami udliwe. Ukudlila uSathane uqedile.
Child of God, I tell you, you have been eaten up by the devil.
Uma sekwenzeka okunjalo empilweni yakho, uhlukene noNkulunkulu.
If that has happened in your life, you have been parted from God. You've been parted from what is truly important.
And
if you have lost that love of meeting together with God's children and say that you we'll do it later. You have fallen. You have lost.
How long?
The devil has already consumed you. He is already in control of your life because you say, I will do it later. I will do what I do all by myself.
Okunye kwenzakalayo. Ngoba uyabona ukuthi uSathane ubheke phi? Ufuna ukucontrol umhlaba, ufuna ukusibamba sikhohle uNkulunkulu, sinako ukuthi abantu bathini, izwi lithini.
Something else that has happened. The devil is controlling us, and all we do, we follow. What does the world say? What does the government say we must do?
Angimelani nemthetho kahulumeni.
I'm not opposed to the government rules.
Kodwa noma kunjalo kufuneka siqaphele sikubuke okusirobha kusamuka ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngendlela okumele simkhonze ngayo ngenkululeko.
But we need to consider this and understand, does it rob us of that freedom to serve God in the way we should?
Izinto eziningi okuthiwa azasiyeke. Uyabona nje nawe okuningi yilokho okuthinta thina amaKristu singahlangani noma kwenzeke okunye abanye bakhalela ukuyitedamu ngiyakubona lokho kodwa nje le ndaba yokuhlanganyela nabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu umuntu ephila yedwa ukurobhela uSathane ngoba lithi izwi leNkosi ningadebeseli ukuhlangana.
If we look at the rules that have been put in place, these rules attack God's church and God's children. Yes, I understand this about not going to stadiums, but all these things that come, they stop us from meeting together because the Bible tells us, do not neglect the coming together of the saints.
Kodwa okungimangalisayo yilamazwi kaPetro. Kuba ngathi wabhala izolo, kuba ngathi wabhala manje ebuka isimo esiphila phansi kwaso hayi lapha eNingizimu neAfrika emhlabeni wonke jikelele.
But what amazes me is these words that the Apostle Peter wrote are so relevant to our lives today, not just in our country, the whole world.
Asikho isikhathi esedlula lesi obekumele ukuthi njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu sibambane ngendlela engakaze kwenzeke ngayo ngaphambili.
This is the time where we as God's children should be one, should be united as close as possible as then before.
Alikho ithuba njengaleli labekumele sithokozele khona la kuthiwa kuhlanganwe khona simkhonze uNkulunkulu sikwenze kube njalo.
There's no event that should bring us more joy than that we can come together and that we can serve the Lord.
Kumele kuba hlangane sifunele litshe, sifunele idwala, sifunele litshe eliphilayo ukuba sakhele phekwalo.
We should come together and we should search for this living stone so that we are able to build on that foundation.
Khona umehluko phakathi kwetshe ngishilo ngaphambili, leli itshe eliphilayo ngeke wenze lutho ngaphandle kwalo.
As I said in the beginning, there are different stones, but this is the living stone. You cannot mistake it.
Okholwa uya akayikubaleka, akayikuba igwala, kodwa uzothola amandla okumkhonza uNkulunkulu kakhulu kunaqala.
He who believes in this stone will not be a coward, will not run away, but will have power and courage to serve God than more than before.
Siyesibone ngisho emadolobheni kwakhiwe lezi zindlu izakhiwe ziye phezulu.
We see in the cities they build these high skyscrapers.
Ngenkathi uqhubeka wakha kuya phezulu kumele ube nesiqiniseko sokuthi ifoundation yakhe ijule kangakanani.
And the higher and higher you go, the more sure you need to be how deep that foundation has gone.
Yamangala ukumala sime ngesibindi sokwazi ukuthi lesi sakhiwo ifoundation yaso iqine kangakanani.
I am amazed as we stand here and we look at this building and understand how secure its foundation is.
Noma kufika umoya noma kwafika umlilo kodwa unavalo ngokwe foundation ukuthi mhlamba yanyakaza noma izonyakaza uyazi ubona umgodi engakaya ngensika eyodwa ubona usimende owangena lapha nezinsimbi okuninginingi oqinisa lesi sakhiwo ukuba noma sisikhulu kangaka makufika umoya asinyakazi.
Great winds have come, even a fire has come, but those foundations, that concrete block is so deep and you just have one piece of steel coming out of that block, but those are firm and secure foundations.
Kodwa kumnandi la akudingi uba siphume sihambe manje siyofuna ezinye isekelo siqale isekelo sakhiwe siphelele siyaphila wena okwakho ukwakhela phekwa ukwakha ngaso wakhela phekwaso.
And the wonderful thing is we don't need to go out and look for stones, look for other foundations. We know the foundation is here. All we need to do is build on it.
Uma wakha awakhi noma kanjani ukwakha okuhambisana nokholwa.
When you build, you don't just build anything on it. You build on there that which goes together with the faith.
Kumele kube ukusebenza okunokholwa phakathi.
There need to be works with faith.
Ukuze singakwazi ukumjabulisa uNkulunkulu.
That we do not disappoint God.
Okholwayo akanakujabha.
He who believes shall not disappoint.
Owakhele kulesi sisekelo kuyisona sona singuKristu akanakujabhiswa.
He who builds on the true foundation which is Jesus Christ will not be disappointed.
Thina sonke sikholwayo nesimthandayo uNkulunkulu kumele sihlole sibuke ngabe sakhele kulesi sisekelo kuleli itshe na eliphilileyo elinguJesu Christu na.
We who serve the Lord and are called God's children, we need to search our lives. Are we building on the true foundation?
Bese sibuyela ke manje kwizakhi okwakhiwa ngazo kulesi sekelo.
And Now we get to those things which you build on this foundation. The material that we need. That we will build with. The material that we build on this firm foundation.
Kuthiwa thina kumele ukuba masakha kuleli dwala sibe nesiqiniseko ukuthi esakha ngakho ile quality nayo.
We who build on this living stone need to understand that the material we use is quality.
Kumele siqonde bazalwane ukuthi sibizelwe obizweni oliphakeme kunalokho esicabanga ngayo thina.
We brethren need to understand we are called to a higher calling than what we understand.
Ufuneka sibone ukuthi kungakanani uNkulunkulu akulindele kuthina okumele ukuba sakhele kulelitshe eliqinileyo neliphilileyo.
Understand what the Lord requires of us to be able to build on this firm rock.
Ukuze kupheleliswe ubungcwele bomsebenzi opheleleyo ophilileyo owenziwe uNkulunkulu ngendodana yakhe.
So that that holy work which God's Son did will be completed.
Wena oyithuluzi noma ngabe uyisteam kumele kuba kube yileso esiphilayo naso esizongenwa yilokhu ukuphila ngoba wakhela phezu kokuphilayo.
You who are a tool, even if you are a brick, you need to have that life in you because you have built on the living stone. As I said in the beginning, we need to search ourselves and understand why is our faith so wishy-washy. Why, young child, are you like this? Yesterday you were this, today you are something else which no one knows. We knew you as a child of God, and now suddenly you are a child of Satan. Today the Lord has taught you His ways, and even today you do something contrary to that.
Uma ngabe sizoba yitini ezizokwakha phekwalesi sisekelo phekwaleli tshe liphilayo kumele kube naso izitini eziphilayo.
If we are to be a brick that will be built on this foundation, we need to be a brick that is alive.
Futhi lokhu kwakha okwakhiwayo kwakhiwa nsuku zonke.
And this building on this foundation is a something which is built every single day.
Usuku nosuku mawusaphila usemsebenzeni wokwakha.
Every day while you are alive, you are busy building.
Ngiyakudabukela wena ocabanga ukuthi usuthatha umhlala phansi. Awusadingi. Ubona konke kuhamba kahle. Kodwa owakha kulesi sisekelo usuku nosuku uphethe into yokwakha kuyakhiwa lo msebenzi uyaqhubeka uyaphambili udinga abantu abanale onhliziyo.
I feel sorry for you who think that you have now retired, you can sit down. Those that build on this living stone, they are at work every single day.
Ilona lo phakathi kwethu omncane nomdosekhulile nanku umsebenzi ophambi kwethu siyakha usuku nosuku. Kumele kubonakale ukuthi isekelo siqinile namantshe nakho konke okwakha phekwa lesisekelo kuyaphila.
Everyone amongst us, young or old, needs to understand that every single day we are building, every single day the material needs to be checked.
Sibizelwe endaweni ephakeme kuthiwa singabapriest. Umsebenzi wabapriest mkhulu kabi. Usuku nosuku.
We have been called to be holy, and a holy priesthood A life of a priest is a high calling.
Aba priest bahlanganisa abantu noNkulunkulu. Aba priest abantu baletha aba priest baletha imnikelo yabantu phambi kaNkulunkulu. Usuku nosuku umpriesti usemsebenzini omangalisayo.
A priest brings people closer to God, brings their offerings to God. A priest does an amazing work every day.
Mhlambe unkosikazi ufuna ukuyikhonza inkosi. Uyaqhamuka wena ndoda. Hayi, awuyilapha.
Maybe a wife, she wants to live for the Lord. And then the husband comes and he says, no, you are not going there.
Mhlambe ingane ifuna ukuyikhonza inkosi. Ithi ngane baba mama uJesu ukhulumile nami uthi angeza ukuthi nokuthi athu baba hey lalela wena imini iqhude la ekhaya awuyilapha.
Maybe a child comes to the parent and says, I want to serve the Lord. The Lord has spoken to me. I need to do this. And the father says, no, I am the one who is in charge here.
Kutholakala ukuthi ubaba kutholakala umama uyivalile indlela umuntu akakwazi ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngendlela efanele uthiyo hey uzoba siqalekiso wemnomzane uzoba siqalekiso wemama uma uthiya umuntu ofuna ukwenza okuhle enzele uNkulunkulu.
You find a father or mother that is hindering the work. If you are the one that hinders the work of God in your child or in anyone, you will be cursed.
Umsebenzi womphristi osuku nosuku uhlanganisa abantu noNkulunkulu. Yilokho esibizelwe khona, mhlawumbe uthi hayi, mhlawumbe wabafundisi lokho, hayi mina nawe. Uma uyibiza ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
A priest is called to bring people together, connect them with God. And you say, no, that is the work of the preachers. No, it is up to you as well. You have a part to play as well. If you don't have that work, what will you sit and do? If your husband is called, you as the wife, what must you do? Do you not see that as the wife, you need to carry your husband, keep him in prayer if God has called him to his work? Because you find that a child has been called. You as a parent, you need to support that child in prayer because God speaks. He even speaks through children.
We have him by when? I mean, daughter like her. Awukwazi ukwenza ukuthi nokuthi. Mina ngishaya umthetho la ekhaya.
You block the way. You say, I am the man in this house. You are the one that is stopping the work to continue.
Singaba nawo amandla kulokho esifisa ukuba sibe namandla kukho. Kodwa kufuneka sikhumbule ukuthi ukhona namandla ngaphe kwethu.
We may have power and authority in that which we do, but we need to realize that there is an authority and power way above ours.
Usendleleni yomuntu uyavimba. Ukhona ongaphe kwakho.
You are standing in someone's way. There is someone who is higher than you.
Kumele ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngelinye ilanga sasizokuma phambi kaNkulunkulu uzokubuza uNkulunkulu umsebenzi okwakumele ukuthi uqhubeke wenzeke wawuvimbelani.
We need to realize that one day we will stand before God and God will ask the work that had to be done. Why were you a hindrance?
Ngaba isilima uma ngama endleleni yomuntu ebizwa uNkulunkulu mina ngemvimbe angazi ngabe khona okunakele ekhanda lami.
You would be a fool if you stand in the way of what God has ordained to happen. I can almost say that things are not right in your head.
Kambe noma ungaboni usuyabona ke manje ukuthi ungakanani umsebenzi osihlalele ekusebenzeni kokwakhiwa kwaleli thempeli singalingisi laba abapriesti ababemendleleni bengafuni ukuthi umsebenzi uqhubeke uye phambili.
You who thought that you did not see, do you not now understand the work that is required of us? How we even had some of the priests that did not do the work in the way that they were supposed to do.
Yeah, but it is lenkosi lelitshe lisikhubekiso kwabanye. Alikhona ukuphila kwabanye. Kwabanye lukufa. UJesu uthi noma beliphika abantu, kodwa kumele kwazeke ukuthi likhethwe uNkulunkulu.
The Lord's word tells us that this living stone has been rejected by men. Some see it as a hindrance, as something which will stop them in what they do. But it is the living stone that God has ordained.
Ukusebenza kaNkulunkulu selokhu kwathini, kuhlala kune opposition njalo nje, ungathuki maqhamuka izinto enjengalezo.
From the beginning, where God was at work, there has always been opposition. Do not be surprised if that comes your way.
Nangesikhathi soNowa kwakukhona opposition, bezama ukwenza izinto, kukhona ababathiyayo bebaqeda amandla. Hey wena, musuku wakho isilima yini wena? Wakho umkhumbi wena obala nje, akho manzi la. Hey, sebenzisa your common sense.
Even in the time of Noah, as he was building the ark, people called him a fool, telling him that he must use his common sense. There's no water here. What are you doing?
Kodwa okwakubalekile kuNowa, wayazi kamhlophe. UNkulunkulu ungibizile, uNkulunkulu ungithumile, uthe mina ngakho umkhumbi la.
But what was important to Noah, he knew God had spoken to him. God had said, you are going to build an ark here.
Ngakho wena ofuna ukuyiphilela inkosi uyilandela, mlandele uNkulunkulu, thembeka, wenze lokho afuna ukuthi ukwenze. Ngoba noma ungathi hayi ubani uyangithiya, uzoma wedwa phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
You who feel that the Lord is calling you and making you work, you be faithful to that. Do not say, this will trouble me or this will trouble me, because one day you will stand alone before God.
Umsebenzi osihlalele siletha sisondeza abantu enkosini sibatshela ngevangeli abacindezelekile abahluphekile sikhona la ukuba sibalekelele maye kuwe oyibona wena ukuthi uyiphumulele nje awuna sidingo salokho uzokubuza uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi akunika sona ngeminyaka akunikeza yona ngeinsuku akunikeza yona ngamasonto ngenyanga wenzani na.
We have been called to lead people to the Lord, to share the gospel with people. Woe to you if you are sitting back and you say, I don't have any work. I'm just going to sit and relax. Woe to you. One day you will be before God.
Ilona lo umele ukuthi ayibuze ehleli phansi. Ngingaba ngiyithuluzi. Ngiyisakhi esakhalela ithempeli kaNkulunkulu noma ngingumdilisi.
Each of us that are here should ask each other this. Am I a tool in God's hand? Am I able to build God's kingdom? Or am I breaking it down?
Ubalekelephi? Yini uba igwala? Yini ungayigcina indaba yakho, indawo yakho? Yini ungawenza umsebenzi okumele ukuthi uwenze? Yini umelane nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu na?
You can think to yourself, it is called God's work, and yet you are working together, and there is strife. There is always those that are going against. There is not a unity. This is it that is breaking down and God's work, and God is not able to work.
Kwabanye itshe lokhuzula, kwabanye itshe lesikhubekiso. Uthi uNkulunkulu noma kunjalo, kodwa okhethele litshe uNkulunkulu.
To some, it will be a stumbling block. It will be a hindrance. It will be a nuisance to them. But what has been chosen by God is going to be used by God.
uNkulunkulu akakhethile ngikuphikise mina ngilwe nakho na.
Who am I for what God has chosen that I can stand against that?
Kufunakala amatshe kuyiwona wona ukuze kwakhiwe le ndlu yokomoya kaNkulunkulu.
We need the right stone so that we can build the spiritual house of God.
Kumele ukuba sibonakala ngempela nazi ikhonzi kaNkulunkulu abantu abamesabayo abaziyo nokuthi basemsebenzini kaNkulunkulu.
And it must be evident to all, these are the servants of God. They are busy in God's work.
Balibele lokho, babhizi ngalokho. Inhliziyo yabo, cabanga kwabo, bakulokho kaNkulunkulu usuku nosuku.
That is what busies them. That is what is on their minds every single moment of every day.
Kodwa uma inhliziyo yakho ingekho kulokho kaNkulunkulu, uzoba yiva. Uzoba zinkandi emehlweni nasenhlangothini zalabo abafuna ukuyikhonza iNkosi.
If your heart is not in serving the Lord, you will be a thorn. You will be a stumbling block to those that want to serve the Lord.
Uzoba isikhubekiso kulabo abafuna ukuqhubekela phambili befuna ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
You will be a hindrance to those that want to move forward and serve the Lord.
Kodwa kasibuyele ke sisekele nokuyisona sona ke sibuyele kuye. Kuye lo oyitshe elikhethiwe likhethwa uNkulunkulu.
But let us come back to this living stone, the one chosen by God, who is Jesus Christ himself.
Akayikhethanga, akathandanga ukuthi kwenzeke, wakhethwa uNkulunkulu, wabekwa uNkulunkulu ukuba zalwe azosindisa izwe.
He did not make that choice by himself. He was put there by God himself to come to this world and to save the world.
Mawumelana naye, umelana noNkulunkulu.
If you oppose him, you oppose God.
Ulwa naye, ulwa noNkulunkulu.
If you fight against him, you fight with God.
Ungubani wena olwa noNkulunkulu na?
Who are you who think you can fight with God?
Ungubani wena ophikisana noNkulunkulu na?
Who are you who are at loggerheads with God?
Wena vuka phaphama ekuthenini ube isivivi. Vuka vuthele iNkosi ubuyele lokho kwaqala mhlamba okwadukweza ngaphambili.
You who have become lukewarm, get up. Get on fire and be maybe like that which you were before.
Musukumelana noNkulunkulu kodwa hambisana noNkulunkulu.
Do not oppose God, but walk with God.
Gijimela kuleli dwala eliphila kulelitshe khona uzothola ukuphila ngoba lethi izwi leNkosi abanakujabhisa noma kanjani abakholwa kule abakholwa uye.
Run to this stone, this foundation, because God's word tells us anyone who believes in this foundation will not be disappointed.
Nalobo priest okukhulunywa ngaba kusibona nje upriest kodwa kuthola upriest obungcwele abangcwele abangcweliselwe ukwenza lo msebenzi okulekelela abantu xhumanisa abantu nezulu.
The holy priesthood, they are called holy, they have been called, they have been sanctified so that they are able to do that work.
Awungathi uNkulunkulu ngasiza sifunyanwe siphethe noma sikulelitshe eliphilayo sibone ukuthi noma ngabe siyakha noma ngabe senzani entokozweni yethu sithokoza sikulesi sisekelo okuyisona sona.
May God be gracious to us. May at any time may we be found to be in this foundation, to be in this stone and build on this stone which is the Lord has put there for us.
Mawukhubekile wena musukhubekisa abanye.
If you have tripped, do not trip others.
Mawuhlulekile wena musukodela nabanye behluleke.
If you have failed, don't make others fail as well.
Mawuhlulekile ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu musuthiya abafuna ukukhonza uNkulunkulu.
If you do not serve the Lord anymore, do not hinder those that want to serve the Lord.
Kodwa ubuyele sisekelweni okuyisona sona siphilile yitshe. Le cornerstone itshe liphilayo akusiona nje amatshe.
But let us return to this cornerstone. It is not just any stone.
We thank the Lord for his living word.
Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngamazwi akhe aphilayo.
When the choir sang this morning,
lapho ikwayisacula phambili ekuseni namhlanje,
the German song, It says, God makes everything new. Think of it. Think who you are. Think what you are, where you come from. Now he says to us, I make everything new, build on me.
Manje inkosi ithi ngenza konke kube kusha, yakhelani phezu kwami mina ngibe yisekelo.
He said in the beginning, Peter says, now you stop this, this and this. Get rid of that in your life.
Last kale khona ukufunda umpostoli uPetro ukubeka ngokusobala ukuthi shiya lokhu yeka lokhu hlukana nalo.
One thing I'd like to add in that group, and that is jealousy, akhna pride.
Engifisa nje ukujobelela kuloluhlo akhuluma ngalo umpostoli uPetro impakamo.
Because when you build on this rock,
ngoba uma wakha phezu kwalelitshe,
and think you know better,
kodwa uba ucabanga ukuthi wazi kangcono,
and you are better educated,
mhlawumbe ucabanga ukuthi wena uyisifundisa ufunde kakhulu,
and I come from a European nation where we've got a very good education,
mhlawumbe futhi uvele emazweni aphesheya aseyurophu ufunde kakhulu imfundo engcono.
Pride comes in very quickly. These days I say to a young person, I say, my boy, your big problem is you know everything, you know better than your parents. Pride is your downfall. That's what your education has taught you.
Ngakhuluma nomuntu omusha kulezi insuku ngathi wena mfana ucabanga ukuthi wazi kangcono okudlula abazali bakho, ufunde kakhulu, impakamo izofika kuwe izokuyisa.
And the Bible says, God resisteth the proud. That was one of the foundations that were laid on this revival. But we carry on with it because we think we are something and think we know. We are taught. You don't know a thing till you start building on this rock.
Lithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu uyamelana nabazidlayo, soloku uyaqala imvuselelo safundiswa ngalokho, kodwa wena uqhubeka nakho ngoba uthi wazi kangcono, ufuna ukwakha ngendlela yakho phezu kwalesi sisekelo.
Kakhulu unkosikazi usazi wazi every time kangcono anjani nini omama, he obanphiwe awuma ubaba akhuluma ayi umama ayi kanjalo baba yakwazi uNkulunkulu uthi 1, 2, no 3 we uyaphambana.
Especially the wives can talk too much because they think they know better. They will just contradict the husband and say, no, you must serve God in this way because you think you know better.
No, and because they think sometimes they are more spiritual. And if you are like that, you can't build on the stone.
But
friends, you know what? Peter said, you start cleansing, clean out. But then he says, you build. He says, build now. Do be busy building your house, God's kingdom. Be busy with that. It'll keep you from always having to cleanse and cleanse because you're building now and you're close to that stone.
Uthi mawusuhlambululile konke, qala manje wakhe ube matasa nesakhiwo sombuso kaNkulunkulu, lokho kuzokugcina ekutheni uphile impilo ehlanzekile.
Often I say to people, and this yesterday I said to someone also,
kaningi ngiye ngisho lokhu kubantu,
it's the most important thing to have a relationship with this stone.
Okubaluleke kakhulu okusemqoko kuba nobudlelwane nalelitshe eliphilileyo.
And many times when the stone says something, you throw it away. You push it aside, Peter says. Many threw it away. And it's your own pride, your own head, your own intellect.
We ask umpostoli uPetro ukuthi kaningi abanye bakuphushela eceleni bakuchilize okushiwo yilelitshe eliphilileyo, bathatha imicabango yabo, benze ngendlela ababona ngayo ukuthi ilungile.
Now learn. Build with that gift which God has given you to build.
Kulesi sikhathi ke manje funda yakha kulesi sisekelo ngesiphiwo uNkulunkulu akunike sona.
Relationship is the most important thing in your life with that stone. Then you will become a living stone. If you have that relationship, I don't know how to present or underline how important it is, that relationship. It's not you following with that person or you're following that person or you're listening. You must listen to this builder, the stone. Then you will live and overcome and able to stand.
Okusemqoka kakhulu kuba nobudlelwane obuqinile nalesi sisekelo nalelitshe hayi ukuthi nje ulandele abantu nendlela abenza ngayo kodwa aqinise ubudlelwane bakho nalelitshe bese uyakwazi ukuba uphile.
I'd like to repeat, build on this stone. That's the foundation of your life, and listen to that small voice that tells you how to build. If you do that, you'll be building God's kingdom.
Ngithanda ukuphinda ngicizelele ukuthi okusemqoka ukwakha phezu kwalelitshe eliphilileyo, ulalele okushiwo yilelitshe. Uma wenza ngaleyo ndlela, uyobe wakho okufanele embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
Detlef, can you come and close in prayer, please?
Socela ubaba uDetlef eze ngaphambili azivalele ngomthandazo.
On this stone, he's the key to your life. Listen to him.
Yakha phezu kwalesi sisekelo yiso esizihluthulelo sokuphila kwakho, usilalele lesi sisekelo esitshe.
Let us pray.
Asithandazeni.
Lord Jesus, your word also tells us that unless you build the house, the builders build in vain.
Baba wethu sezulwini, izwi lakho liyasitshela ukuthi uma kungesi wena Nkosi oyakhayo indlu, laba bayakhayo bayakhela ize.
We see the importance of this living stone, that we are united, that we are placed on it, that we can hear the heartbeat of this living stone.
Siyakubona Nkosi ukubaluleka kwaleli litshe esisondezwe kulo, ekumele sakhe phezu kwalo, esixhumene nalo, esizwa ngisho ukushaya kwenhliziyo yalo.
So we thank you that we are not worshipping and should not worship an idol, a dead stone, but a living stone. You who speak, you who direct, you who command, and then life will be ours.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi asikhonzi nje isithixo itshe nje elifile elingenakuphila, kodwa sikhonza wena ophilayo, osiholayo, osiqondisayo endleleni, osipha ngisho iyalelo, wena ongokuphila uqobo lwakho.
Oh Lord, we have heard that we have not chosen ourselves, but you have chosen, you have called us to be your chosen people.
Futhi sizwile Nkosi ukuba sithini sazikhetha, kodwa sikhethwe nguwe ukuba sikuphilele sibe ngabantu bakho abakhethiweyo, ubupriesti bobukhosi.
For a holy, divine purpose and cause, to be a holy nation, royal priesthood, which can only happen through our Savior, Lord and Christ.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuthi wena usibizile, wasibizela kulomsebenzi osihlukanisele wona wobukhosi, upriesti bobukhosi, umsebenzi ongcwele esizokwazi ukuphelelisa ngokuba sixhumane nawe.
Thank you for your word which has come to us and has enriched us, that we can lay aside everything that will hinder you completing your work in us.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngezwi lakhe silizwile elifikile kithi, lasiqondisa Nkosi ukuba sakhe ngendlela efaneleyo ebese sigudluza konke okungaba isithiyo ekutheni siqhubeke nomsebenzi wokwakha embusweni wakho.
Pray that you would be with us in this coming days, that you will be alive, your spirit will speak to us daily, every step of the way.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuba ube nathi kulezi insuku ezizayo, uqhubeke ukukhulume nathi, uphile ngomoya wakho ingcwele usuku nosuku, sizwele ubukhona bakho enhlizweni zethu.
And we trust you, Lord, asking all these things to the glory of your name.
Sithemba wena uNkulunkulu wethu konke lokhu sikucela ekutheni khazimuliswe igama lakho.
Amen.
Amen.